The new labor rules will hurt small farms. Welcome and hello everyone for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. The American Farm Bureau Federation believes the nation's immigration system is broken and only Congress can fix it. The nation's largest farm organization has filed a lawsuit in federal district court to delay a farm labor rule that will be detrimental to small farms. Jonna Miller has the story.
The American Farm Bureau Federation is asking a federal district court to delay new rules issued by the Department of Labor on a crucial foreign worker program known as the H-2A program.
Under federal law, any regulatory effort is supposed to minimize the impact on small business. Recognizing that it's more difficult for them to implement a lot of these rules, the Regulatory Flexibility Act required agencies to consider the unique needs of small business. And in this particular case, we argue that the Department of Labor failed to do so.
American Farm Bureau labor specialist Ron Gaskell says the program could cause 25% to 40% losses in net farm income for farmers who rely on the H-2A program. That's due to higher costs to qualify and participate in the program.
We have a chronic shortage of agricultural workers in this country. For the last 5 years, we've documented that we've not been able to fill all of the jobs that we have in U.S. agriculture with domestic workers. So we've needed to go to other countries and bring workers in where domestic workers are not available. And we expect that's going to be a continual problem. We have 15 million people in this country who work at jobs that pay less than they could make working on a farm, but choose not to, because farming is very physical work. It's all weather work. Oftentimes, it's in conditions like dirt that people simply just don't want to work in. So we're having a chronic shortage that we don't see getting any better.
Farm Bureau is hopeful the court will issue a restraining order to delay implementation of the new H-2A program. Jonna Miller, Washington.
Hope all of you have a safe day and join us tomorrow on Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.